catastrophic event.
Another wave of Bob Angelus.
Miami has been evacuated.
Can you tell me where I might find Colton West?
We did it in L.A. Let's do it here.
We're going in.
These aren't like the ones in L.A. They're bigger. They're hotter. They're nastier.
They're too lava. Too Langella. It's a new breed.
These are just babies. The mama's hiding somewhere.
That's no Mama Langella. That's a freaking Gargantulangella.
Mama Tarantula?
Gargantulangella.
More Melangella.
No, with a G-A-R.
Gargantula.
It's very, very bad. It's very bad.
Steve Gutenberg.
Let's extinguish the bitch.
To Mama Tarantula. Premieres August 6th on Sci-Fi.
I'm thrilled to be promoting To Lava Tulantula, which comes out this Saturday, August 6th, probably about 8 o'clock on the Sci-Fi channel. And we just had such a great time on the first Lava Lantula, and we're thrilled to be doing a sequel. And the movie's a lot of fun. So movies are a great distraction from the real world. And when they work, they do take you to a different planet. So I'm just thrilled about it.
Working again with some of your folks from Police Academy, and I know you did in the first Lava Lantula, how was that kind of getting together back with them?
There's nothing like working with old friends because you have a rhythm, and most importantly, you have a trust. They're really funny and far more talented than I am, so I got really lucky. And Marion Ramsey and Michael Winslow, just terrific. You know, Marion was up for a Tony. Of course, Michael is supremely talented, and it was just great. You know, we got along terrific, and they let me do my thing. I let them do their thing, and it really works. And you see it all the time. You know, SNL does it all the time. They work with the same people in their films. Adam Sandler does it all the time because you get a shorthand and a real trust, and that's what I think acting is a great component of acting is trust.
Now, when you got approached to do the first Lava Lantula film, what was kind of your opinion of these sci-fi movies?
Well, I was actually approached years ago to do Sharknado, and I brilliantly turned it down because I thought it wasn't going to work. Well, I was sure right about that one, wasn't I? When the same company came back to me and said, hey, we'd like to talk to you, I said, come on in. What can I get you to drink? They said, you know, it's a movie about lava-spewing spiders, and you saved the day. And I said, when do we start? And that was basically it.
Now, there are, of course, tons of special effects in here, and I'm trying to think, obviously, you've worked with special effects for a long time, what with Cocoon and everything. What is it like now working with kind of a very special effects-heavy film?
Well, it's a lot of fun because acting is about your imagination, and when you're dealing with, everybody knows the term blue screen, and when you're dealing with blue screen, you get the chance to imagine whatever you want. You get the opportunity to really use your acting chops. It takes a very special part of your craft. So I love it, you know, and it actually gives the movie audience a lot more bang for their buck because in an example of a monster movie, you can get a much more ferocious monster. In a crowd scene, you can fill a stadium with 50,000 people and 49,900 of them are CGI, or computer-generated. So it's a terrific tool that movie makers have, and I love acting with it. It's a lot of fun, and that's what acting should be. It should be a lot of fun.
What was the response for the first Lava Lantula?
The response was terrific. We were new kid on the block. We came out and just rocked it. It's good-natured. It's very important if you have a monster sci-fi fantasy film to be good-natured. The audience and human beings as a whole respond to good nature. So whether it's Ghostbusters, whether it's Police Academy, whether it's Short Circuit, whether it's Star Wars, whether it's Alien, it's really in the people you're following are trying to do the right thing. And the first Lava Lantula was all about that, people trying to do the right thing. Obviously, it's a fantasy, but once you make that leap of faith, then that fantasy becomes your reality in that dark room. And Frank Capra said, you've got a great responsibility to the audience for 2 hours in the dark room. You have to really put yourself in a place of integrity and principle. So, you know, interestingly enough, you know, when you talk about movies, that's the underlying theme of great movie, is that there's principle, there's character. People want to see that. Even in a superhero like Deadpool, who didn't want to play with the rules of the X-Men, but eventually you saw that he has character and he has principle, even though he could be a dastardly fellow. That's what people want to see in films. So we were lucky enough to have some of that in our film.
I know you've probably have gotten this question a lot lately, but what's it like hearing that former President Clinton, one of his favorite movies is Police Academy?
The truth is, we rarely disagreed on parenting, although she did believe that I had gone a little over the top when I took a couple of days off with Chelsea to watch all 6 Police Academy movies back to back.
Man, when President Clinton mentioned Police Academy at the DNC, it just knocked my socks off. I'd met him privately before, and he actually told me that when he was going through a tough time, he took 2 days and just watched all 6 Police Academies. And it's the first time any president has mentioned any film during a presidential convention. So I was just thrilled. And it also proves honesty in politics. He actually told me that in private. So for him to tell the entire world that that's his favorite movie, and that was the only form of recreation he spoke about, that just tickled me pink. And it was a great, great nod to our film series.
Now, I spoke recently to Paul Maslansky, and I know that he's talking about revising revitalizing the Police Academy films. Has there been any talk about bringing you back for that?
There sure has. And I know that they're developing it over at Warner Brothers and at New Line Cinema, and I'm thrilled. I think it's going to be a great go. And making a sequel is not easy. We've seen that in Ghostbusters, which was a great, great attempt by well-meaning people and really talented people. And it's no secret, it supremely didn't work the way that we all wanted it to work. So when you take something that's beloved, universally beloved, and protected and coveted by the audience, you've got to do it right. So hopefully they will write a great script. They'll ask me to be in it, and hopefully we'll get it right. Because it's a delicate, I think, for the audience, as we saw in Star Wars, they take it very seriously, and they really have ownership of that series. So I'm hoping that at Police Academy works the same way.
Now, I know you've done a lot of producing over the years, and you've got another one, it looks like, in the hopper, The Pride of San Quentin. How is that project going?
It's terrific. The Pride of San Quentin is about Clinton S. Duffy, who was the warden of San Quentin when it literally changed the tracks of the penal system from corporal punishment to a new ideology which Clinton created called rehabilitation. And that was 1950. And it was also involved in a myriad of people's lives, one being Blackie Schwamm, who created the first baseball team in prison called the San Quentin All-Stars. And it gave inmates the ability to be free men for 9 innings. It's a wonderful story, and an important story in American history. So we're looking forward to getting that done.
Terrific. I'm really looking forward to seeing Tu Lava, Tu Lanchula Saturday night, August 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern over on the Sci-Fi Channel. It has been a real pleasure talking with you today, and I hope we can do it again.
Me too, Mike. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.